Fox 103 and the Outdoor Show. Where are those fish biting? Our outdoor guy has the inside details. Should you fish the small inland lakes or along the shores of Lake Superior? What's biting? With our outdoor guy, Adam Carpenter. Only on Fox 103.
All right, let's see if we can get a hold of Steve from Indian Country Sports and find out what's happening around the Keweenaw Bay area. I hear tell from a couple of fishermen that the salmon fishing actually picked up a little bit this week. So let's try to get a hold of Steve here in Indian Country in downtown Lawrence. Hopefully he's not too busy.
Hello, Indian Country. This is Steve.
Hey, Steve, it's Adam. You got a second?
Sure.
I just thought I'd give you a call this Friday afternoon and just see how things were going this week and talk about some fishing going into the weekend.
Well, it's nice weather for October.
Exactly what I was thinking today. I walked outside, I thought, well, I got to get my goose calls ready.
Actually, this cooler weather has been okay. The lake trout fishing, of course, has been very steady. But we did see a few decent catches of salmon even in the bay in the last few days. Now it's starting to...
Really?
There's a lot of... Some of the warm water, what little there has been, has blown back out of the bay right now. And in the bay itself, now there's some 49 to 53 degree water showing up along the south end of the bay, and there's been a few salmon showing up in it. They follow that temperature. I'm not saying it's a good thing, but it's a little blip of light as far as the salmon goes right now, too.
Yeah, for those that are interested in salmon. Is it something that you see them in a certain depth of water when that happens? Or?
Yeah, in the top, 20, 30 feet down.
Okay.
Like I said, lake trout guys are doing well, but they usually do. One thing we are seeing that's going quite well is some of the inland lakes right now are doing very well on bass, on smallmouth and stuff like that. It's the right time of year for that. People are having a ball with that right now.
Well, I tell you, smallmouth bass across the entire UP has been phenomenal this year.
Overlooked more than anything there is.
Definitely an underrated game fish.
Very much. Yeah. We've got some really good bass fishing all over the UP. I don't care, even on the big lake and on the bays, but on the inland lakes too, and people overlook it. And it's the number one fished fish in the world, but it's just not here.
Right, right.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah.
What are you seeing people? You have like certain smallmouth lures there that are working better than others or anything going off the shelves?
Jigs with rubber tails on them, with spinners on them, some spinner baits. Obviously, they're casting a lot of Rapalas too, but it seems like jigs, rubber tails on them, like Mimic Minnows by Northland, you know, that's a jig with a spinner and rubber tail. That type seems to be doing well.
All right. And, you know, I know the lake trout stuff is pretty consistent, so, you know, the standard Gabu with the big jigs, I'm sure, the dingoes and stuff.
Yep, that with bait on it, and that seems to be what's going. And if all else fails, you can usually do that and usually catch some fish.
What about the salmon, though? What's been working? Have you been hearing anything specifically on that little blip that they were catching fish?
Well, what it's been has been definitely still on spoons as far as colors go. It's been early morning stuff. It's been in glow colors more than other things. As far as any specific color, no, there isn't enough going to get a solid pattern yet. But what they are finding is that there are some fish back in the bay again right now where they follow this temperature.
Hmm. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. Kind of ends for a while, and then it kind of shows up again.
Yeah, that's pretty typical with these big swings in temperature and weather, huh?
Very much, yeah. Yep, you get a little bit of warm water, and all of a sudden you get a warm wind, like a south wind for a few days, and blows the warm water out and replaces it with the cold, and that's what happens.
Well, anything else you want to add, Steve?
Nope.
You guys are open all weekend?
Everybody enjoys October. No, I don't mean to say that. I hope it turns back to July here real soon.
I think Sunday it's supposed to kind of return to normal.
Sounds like it, yep.
All right, Steve. Okay. Have a great weekend.
Tell people to come out and enjoy the Aura Jamboree.
That's right. That's
which is this weekend.
Yeah.
That's right.
North of Lawrence there. All right, Steve. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Bye.
Steve from Indian Country Sports. This is The Outdoor Show, only here on Fox 103.